Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Crack fans. We are live here at the 2023 Phoenix Challenger, where I am joined by a first-round champion here in Phoenix and a returning guest now on our Cracked Interviews podcast, a man you know best as Emil Roussevori. Emil, congratulations on your victory today. Let's just start there. What worked out so well for you against Carbeas Baena?
Yep, thank you. I started feeling better last week in Indian Wells with my game, and then I was able to bring it back today again on the court. And it's very slow conditions here. The balls are very, very slow. The court also, they painted it from last year, and it's very, very slow. So the first set, they felt like I had played already for a couple of hours. But then in the second, I was able to come in more and keep the points a little bit shorter. So that was good.
Mm-hmm. And for you, I'm curious, overall this season, you mentioned you've refound your confidence at Indian Wells. You look at the numbers for you now with this win today. You're back to 8-8 overall on the season. I know that's 500 now, not necessarily what your expectations for yourself would be. But when you look at your level here in 2023, I'm curious, how would you say you are playing here now as we approach, you know, Miami next week?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it wasn't the greatest start. It's just a slow start this year, and that's what happens. It was a long break actually from matches. Last tournament was in Paris, and then the next one was the first week of the year, so there was a long time that I'm not used to. So
sure.
So it took some time to build it back again, and then I had I would say great Davis Cup also already in Australia. I think I started playing much better. Mm-hmm. Just lost to Rublev, then that can happen. It doesn't matter how well you play. But then great Davis Cup, then I felt like I was getting back at it, then tough couple matches, and then I felt we were just able to work on the right things and just kind of get it together a little bit in the Wells, and then it's a couple points here and there. Already against the first round against Lestian, he had a break point at 4-all, and then you never know how it goes, but I was able to focus on the right things and get a couple of wins, and then you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, well, to that extent of feeling comfortable, is that why you're playing Phoenix this week? For fans that don't know, Indian Wells still going on, but this Phoenix event, a new ATP trial run, an ATP 175 in between Indian Wells and Miami. I know this event has been on the calendar before, but is the point of playing this for you just to get more match play under your belt? You know, what brought you to Phoenix here this week?
Well, I mean, of course, I would have liked to stay in Indian Wells. It was tight, very tough match with Zverev, but
very good match.
But then, it would have been around 10 days without competing again, and we thought about it. But then I felt like, playing a little bit better now, and why not to get a couple more competing matches and see how it goes before going to Miami. So that's what we decided. And of course, it's the list of players this week, and it's tough to call it a challenger. I mean, it's a great guys here, and just to get a couple more matches and before Miami, and it's like matches like this, it's always better than practicing.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I'm curious watching you play, and you wouldn't know this, but our listeners know, big fan of your game. Try to bring you up whenever possible. How you hit the forehand is particularly compelling to me. The open, I'm a fan, needless to say. And, I am curious, though, because looking at your resume, see how I did all of this because I'm going to say something mean next. That was all just a warm-up here for you. The biggest thing when I'm looking at your record over the last 52 weeks, the past year, because you have in the past year reached a new career high inside the top 50, and you're currently sitting, I think, right around 55 in the rankings. It feels like you've steadied a little bit in terms of, okay, the ATP level is for you. What I'm curious is when I look at the record, I think it's 3-12 over the last 52 weeks against top 20 players specifically. You mentioned the Zverev match at Indian Wells. I watched that one, and again, it felt like you were right there. And yet, I'm curious for you, why do you, you know, again, obviously they're very good tennis players, but what do you think is the difference between those top 20 guys, and what do you have to do in your game to, you know, again, get through that threshold, I suppose?
Yeah, I mean, I will say last year was very good. Like, I got the best ranking so far, and of course, like the, I would say it was like a very steady year. But of, like you said, like the, say there was not like a wow moment, not one. Like I wasn't there with the one big tournament. It was just the whole year, and that was probably what was like when you want to get to the top 20s and top 30s, top 20s. You need to do better in the big tournaments.
Sure.
Go, I mean, have one of those, couple of those tournaments that you just beat the couple of the best players in the world. And I mean, that, yeah, I mean that's for sure the next goal. But it's also like last week, I will say, just getting back to the, you know, doing things right and focusing on your game. And then yeah, I was very close. I mean, I would say. Mm-hmm. That was a very good week in that sense. I mean, you need to get to those moments to be able to win them, to know better what to do. And it's just playing those couple points better, the ones that matter. The break point at 4-all, I mean, that's the point that matters the most. And
sure.
Just being a little more free and doing the right thing and try to like bring out the absolute best at that point. And that's that's really what, when the basics are there, that's what makes the difference.
So, no, absolutely. Yeah. You know, the last time we spoke at Cincinnati, I believe we talked about your improvement and how much you focused on your movement specifically to get yourself to where you feel comfortable keeping pace with these guys and their weapons. Looking at the numbers, the next thing that indicates to me would be the serve. And I'm curious because you break serve pretty comfortably. Yeah, if you don't mind me saying, I feel like you're pretty good, regardless of the server, of putting that return in play. Is the serve something you're focused on as you move forward, not just through 2023, but moving forward? You know, again, developing that big weapon, is that the next step for you?
Yeah, for sure. And I would say overall, just like holding serve.
Sure.
Of course, serving better helps, but just holding serve more regularly and just keep holding. And then because that's against the best players, what you need to do. I mean, you need to get to the 4-alls, 5-alls, and then see how it goes. That's where the sets are then decided. So yeah, just overall, of course, get more free points with the serve, but just also managing the service game better.
So that's just to expand on that, and I apologize, I'm gonna let you go here soon, I promise, but service game itself, how much of that is focusing on straight up the serve, the second serve, and versus knowing your combinations? Because you talk about managing the service game. If you get a look at a +1 forehand, I feel pretty good about where that point's going to go. Is it about, you know, again, working on those patterns? And what are those patterns for you that you're developing in your service game?
Yeah, I mean, it also changes a lot about the conditions. Let's
okay,
say here,
sure.
It's, I mean, it's very difficult to get the, mm-hmm. the free points with the serve. I mean, maybe Berrettini and guys like this,
sure.
They can try to go for it, like they can get it with just the pure power, but it's very, very difficult. So it's kind of here, it's more about like, yeah, you open the court and then you go try to take the forehand, like you said, and come in or stuff like this. But then if it's a little bit faster, you try to maybe risk it a little bit more with the serve. But overall, yeah, it's just getting more power and more accurate. That, I mean, that's the, and then doing more consistent.
Yeah, no, I love to hear.
Easy to say, but.
Yeah, well, I believe you can do it. Well, then my last two questions for you. A, I'm curious on the flip side of that. You've now, you know, last year, I think you made your first clay court ATP quarterfinal. I know you made, I believe, one on grass courts as well last year. And see, I am a scholar of Emil Roussevori. I'm not making it up as I go. What is your biggest strength right now, in your opinion, as you compete with these fellow top 50 players? Like, what is the thing on court that you feel, I know I can do this well?
Well, I mean, I would say, especially last week, it was also a little bit slower there. I felt like I was able to, like, I feel like I can keep up with anybody with the physicality, with the movement, with the, and then I can try to go with my strengths. You know, the backhand is always try to just keep it solid. It's difficult to hurt in the slow conditions, and then just go with the, try to get the positions to hurt with the forehand. And that's, you know, if I feel comfortable in the backhand rally, but that's, it's, you don't really, can't really crush it there, but just
sure.
Then you get the forehand down the lines, inside out, inside ins, and that's where I feel like I can really, really hurt. And then,
true story, I've never seen you miss two backhands on 2 points consecutively. Yeah. I've seen you miss two backhands, but never 2 points in a row. Yeah. That's not how you're going to roll. Well, then my final question for you as we move here in 2023, to your point, you've cracked the top 50 in your rank. You've done that. You know, what do you have any immediate goals here in 2023? What are the things you are trying to accomplish here this season?
Well, actually, like after the first few weeks, I mean, we just kind of went back to the things that we really, especially before Indian Wells, like just what you need to do to play better tennis, really focus on yourself, on the what you need to do to play the best possible tennis. Not really, it doesn't matter the score or whatever, but just trying to do the best thing in every point. And I felt that that also helped me. And but yeah, I mean, now just keep doing that. I'm sure the scores will follow, but I mean, yeah, the first title is always there.
Yeah,
it was close last year, but I mean, that's there. And then just, yeah, I mean, the big tournaments are also that, just keep building and trying to get the better results there.
Yeah, I love to hear. Well, we do a podcast at the start of every season where we offer our predictions for the year. And one of my predictions was that Emil Roussevori captures his first title this season.
Nice,
so no pressure, you know, again. But I'm a believer, for what it's worth. I know there are many out there in the tennis world as well. So, Emil, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you.
Good luck this week.
Yeah, thanks.